Let us pray.
Asandaze.
Lord Jesus, may your words be words of life.
Nkosi Jesu, kwangathi amazwi akho angaba amazwi okuphila.
Anybody that listening is sitting here, when leaving might say, Lord, change this. Thank you for what you've done for me.
Kithi sonke Nkosi esilalele abahleli la nabalalele ngamagaga somoya, kwangathi mayiphuma inkonzo bangabonga bathi Nkosi, ngiyabonga ukuthi ungishintshile ngombiko enguzwini.
And bless your holy word.
Siyacela Nkosi ubusise izwi lakhe elingcwele.
Amen.
Amen.
Now someone went to visit Aunt Eunice this morning.
Namhlanje kuseni kukhona uhambile wayovakashela uAunt Ngama.
And she prayed with that person.
Wayesethandaza naye ke uMama Ngama.
When the person went back home,
lo mzalwane wayesephindela ekhaya.
She said, how? But God has touched me.
Wayesemangala ukuthi uNkulunkulu.
I had this pain and that pain. God has touched my life. Think of it. Think of it. But you don't want to go. You sit at home. No wonder you're full of rubbish. No wonder. Get up. Stand up. Don't be afraid.
Wayesemangala ukuthi uNkulunkulu usebenzile empilweni yakhe wamthinta wayesephulukiseka. Awuyicabange nje into enjalo yokusebenza kaNkulunkulu. Nawe musa ukuhlala phansi, sukuma, yenza okuthize ukuze impilo yakho izolunga, ingagcwali izinto ezingasile.
Galatians chapter 3, a very well-known verse in the Bible. These days, when I heard it, I thought, no, it doesn't let me go. And you know what? I'll say now that there's too much to be said.
Ngwadi kwabaseGalathiya isahluko sesithathu indima eyaziwa kakhulu kodwa kulezi insuku ayisuka ngenhlizweni yami kuningi futhi umuntu angakusho ngayo ingakho ngizofisa ukuba ngimcobelele ngayo namhlanje.
I think let's read the first verse. I would have read on, but because of time, let's read verse 1.
Siqala ukufunda evesini lokuqala.
You poor and silly and thoughtless and unreflecting and senseless Galatians. Let me read it again. Oh, you poor and silly and thoughtless, unreflecting and senseless Galatians. Who has fascinated or bewitched or cast a spell over you unto whom right before your own very eyes Jesus Christ the Messiah was openly and graphically set forth and portrayed as crucified?
Oni namaGalathiya angaqondiyo, ngubani onilolileyo? Nina enalotshelwa phambi kwamehlo enu umfanekiso kaJesu Kristu ebethelwe esiphambanweni na?
These are words pertaining so much.
La mazwi aphethe okuningi, aqondise okuningi.
In verse 3 it says, are you so foolish, so senseless, so silly, having begun with the Holy Spirit, are you now reaching perfection by dependence on the flesh?
Niwulekile kangaka na, ivesi lesithathu. Niqalile kumoya, seniyakugcina enyameni na?
Yesterday, somebody related the story to me.
Izolo khona ongixoxele le ndaba.
I wish I could name names, because it is relevant. But I've been really being whacked by using names. I'm sorry, my boy, but I love you. I care for you. Don't you worry, my boy.
Ngiyafisa ukuba ngabe ngingasebenzisa amagama ngoba le ndaba le indaba exoxiwe kodwa futhi ebalulekile eyenzakalayo.
But your copper also often mentioned me sitting there. Wow, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. But you know, swallow. Swallow does you good. It did me good. So, this is a story I was related.
Yona ke le indaba engizoyixoxa engixoxelwe yona.
He said there was a certain man before the revival who had problems with a certain sin.
Kuthiwa kukhona enye indoda kusho ukuthi eyayisemvuselelweni eyayinenkinga nesono esithize.
There's nothing that bewitches man like sin.
Ayikho into ethakatha elimaza umuntu njengesono.
Not even the biggest witch doctor, the strongest witch doctor is nothing compared to sin.
ngishumthakatho omkhulu kangakanani inyanga yodumo ayikho ngaphezu kwesono ayinawo amandla ngaphezu kwesono.
This man had a problem.
Lendoda yayinenkinga.
And this sin troubled him.
Lesi sono sasimhlupha.
And you know, he would go into his room and then pray.
Kaningi wayehamba egumbini lakhe afika athandaza.
And he prayed and he prayed, often for an hour even more, praying in earnest, God, help me.
Athandaze kwesinye isikhathi kuze kudlule ihora ethandaza ngokuyimisela ekhala ethi uNkulunkulu ngisize.
He would go out.
Bese yaphuma egumbini lakhe.
Commit that same very sin again.
Aphinde futhi awele kulesi sono esifanayo.
You hear that, young people?
Ngiyakuzwa lokho abantu abasha.
You that have just come. Others also.
Nina nje nisanda kufika nabanye futhi asebekhona esithi isikhathi.
And then he would go back into his room and he thought, well, maybe I didn't pray enough. Maybe I didn't pray hard enough. Maybe I wasn't in earnest enough. I'll even pray more.
Besephindele egumbini lakhe athi mhlawumbe angithandazanga ngokwanele, angeke ngifake amandla, ngiphinde ngithandazisise futhi ngithandaze kakhulu.
And he would pray, and he would cry, say, Lord, save me from this sin.
Bese yathandaza athi hawu Nkosi, ngisindise kulesi sono.
But there was no result.
Kodwa ke wawungabibikho umphumelo omuhle.
And then when the revival started,
kodwa lapho imvuselelo iqala isebenza,
he said to himself, let me go to where God is at work.
Wayisethenhlizweni yakhe angiye lapho kusebenza khona uNkulunkulu.
Let me ask Reverend Stegan to pray.
Angeke ngiyocela ubaba umfundisi ukuba angikhulekele.
But on his way,
esasendleleni,
he was afraid.
Wayenovale sa.
Hey, what if Reverend Stegan hears all what I'm saying and then says to me, go, I don't need you. You're such a bad person. What will I do with you? A man troubled by these things. No. He says he went there with trembling, saying, wow, what's going to happen to me?
Uthi wayesaba ukuthi uzothuma ifika kubaba umfundisi athi ubaba umfundisi hayi kungcono uhambe umuntu onjengawe nje angimdingi la eduze kwami. Wayesaba kakhulu ukuba ayoyiveza obala le ndaba eyayimhlupha.
And then he thought, well, whatever happens, whatever will be said, I'm going to be relieved of my burden.
Kodwa ke wayesethi noma ngabe kuthiwa kwenzakalani, noma ngabe kuthiwa uzosho athini ubaba umfundisi kimi, ngizohamba ukuze lo mthwalo uzothuleka.
And that's interesting to me.
Ukungihlaba umxhwele.
Is when you go into your room and you pray.
Ilapho uyakhona egumbini lakho ufika uthandaza.
The devil doesn't really trouble you. It seems not. Because here you're always afraid of going to somebody and the devil is there hard at work discouraging you, putting you off, using excuses.
Awusabi ukwenza lokhu egumbini lakho, kodwa uyasaba ukuya kumuntu oyosivuma isono sakho. Sathane uyasebenza ngamandla lokhu ekunikeza izaba ukuthi uyithethelele lokuthi hayi ingenxa yalokhu nalokhu.
Maybe he's there saying, pray harder. You know what? You're not praying enough. Pray harder. Maybe I'm more earnest. You're not earnest enough. Maybe that's what he said. But you go to somebody else. Whoa. Now hell's let loose.
Mhlawumbe usathane azathi hayi awukakathandazi ngokwanele, faka amandla, thandaza kakhulu. Kodwa umake wahamba wayozivuma kumuntu bese-ke uyasuka umsindo isihogo kube ngathi sesidedelile.
Yeah. And he said, he was shivering, he said, this young man speaking about his father. And he said, wow, what's going to happen? And then he said, look, whatever happens to me, it does not matter. I'm rid of my burden.
Uthi wayesaba ethuthumela, kodwa-ke wathi enhlizweni yakhe, kulungile noma ngabe kuthiwa kuzokwenzakalani kimi, okungcono nje ukuthi lo mthwalo udilike emahlombami.
And he said, you know, my father, he says, what happened was undescribable. How he was received. How God's servant spoke to him. He said, it was more than what he ever anticipated.
Kodwa-ke uthi wathola ukukhululeka okukhulu, indoda kaNkulunkulu indlela eyakhuluma ngayo naye kwakuyindlela angakaze ayicabange noma abone ukuthi into engase yenzeke ngaleyo ndlela.
So he sat down and he spoke out his heart.
Wayesehlala phansi wathulula inhliziyo yakhe yonke njengoba injalo.
It was as if the Lord was looking at him and saying, What can I do for you, my child?
Uthi kwaba sengathi inkosi yayimbekile ithi ufuna ngikwenzeleni mntwana wami na?
He says he got up from there, went back home.
Uthi wasukuma lapho wayesephindele ekhaya.
The Lord had saved him from that sin.
Uthi uNkulunkulu wayesemsindisile kuleso sono.
You see, a person that suffers, a person that really wants to, you see what happens? You see the difference than you coming and blabbering off like a parrot? No. This man received life just like that, in an instant. Yeah, and I thought to myself, I have to speak about it today. There's so much other things I have to leave, but for me that story is so significant, and we may never ever forget it.
Uyabona yini ukuthi kwenzakalani kumuntu osuke ehluphekile, eyimisela ukuthi asizakale ekhathazekile. Uma esekwenzile lokho ekumele akwenze akhululeke, hayi ukuvela ufike nje njengenjwayelo, uvela ukhulume nje. Kodwa ngithe enhlizweni yami, le ndaba ngizoyikhuluma ngoba ibalulekile, indlela nje yenzeke ngayo.
Now Paul says to the Galatians.
Nanka amazwi ashiwo umpostoli Paul kwabaseGalathiya.
Who has done this to you? Who has bewitched you? You who knew, who carried on. But what's happened to you?
Uthi magalathiya kwenzekeni kunini ubani manje osenithakathile nine nazi kahle nazi iqiniso sekonakele phi manje?
You know, a person that is bewitched is a person that criticizes, he finds fault, and never with himself. Never ever with. Then you know, wow, he's got something that's something too strong for him that he doesn't even recognize it.
Yabona umuntu mengabe eloyiwe noma ethakathiwe kaningi uhlezi nje ekhonona ebona amaphutha futhi wabona kwabanye akawaboni kuyena amaphutha uhlezi nje egxeka abanye abantu.
If you say to a person, well, you are bewitched, sin has bewitched you, oh, then you're the worst person that ever said that to him, to that person, whatever, whoever it is, maybe even to you. If somebody would call you are bewitched, you'd be upset. You run to the next counselor and say, listen, this person has called me bewitched. How have you got the right to say that to me? And Paul said it to the Galatians. He didn't just say it to one person. He spoke. He must have been to the church. And he says, what's going on?
Muntu mawusumqondisela uthi kwangathi uthakathiwe nje indlela owenza ngayo ngathi loyiwe bese yamangala zaye komunye athi ulithathaphi ilungelo lokukhuluma kanjalo kumina athi ngithakathiwe. Kodwa umpostoli Paul wayekhuluma nebandla lonke laseGalathiya, hayi umuntu nje oyedwa, wayeqondise lokhu ebandleni lilonke.
And he says, now listen, and I don't have to elaborate on it. And Paul says, you are foolish, silly, thoughtless, senseless. Think of it. That describes a person where sin is working.
Uthi umpostoli Pauli niwulekile kwangathi niphuphuthekile kwangathi aniqondi niyadunyelwa aninamizwa. Awucabanga umuntu ozosho kanjalo uma ngabe eqondisa indaba yesono empilweni yomuntu.
I just say, think of it, if somebody comes there, well, you're thoughtless, man. You're silly. The way you do things, the way you are totally silly. Whoa. That would be a metaphor for a big meeting.
Cabanga umuntu azofika kuwena athi kodwa yini wayephathisa nje okwesula wasudunyelwa kangaka yini nje uvele wenza izinto ezingasile leyo kungavele kube indaba enkulu mhlawumbe ngaze kubanjwe ngisho umhlangano.
Now the Greek word used for those different explanations.
Manje igama lesiGreek elisetshenziswayo ukuchazwa lwamagama ekhulunywe ngawo.
Is somebody without understanding.
Kuchaza ukuthi umuntu ongaqondi, umuntu onga-understand.
Somebody, now listen. Somebody that cannot control himself.
Lalela kahle incazelo, umuntu ongakwazi ukuthi ayilawule yena.
He cannot control himself.
Uyahluleka ukuthi ayilawule.
He cannot control the lusts of the flesh.
Uyahluleka ukuba lawule inkanuko yenyama.
His carnal appetite takes over.
Inkanuko yenyama nokulangazelela kwenyama kuyamhlula kube yikho okumbusayo.
His desires take the toll take control in his life. That's what it means.
Lokhu akulangazelelayo nezifiso zakhe ikona okumbusayo lencazelo isho lo.
It means greediness.
Usho nje umuntu onomona.
A greedy. Uyifunela okwakhe nje.
Oyifunela nje okwakhe onganele ofuna konke kuze kuye.
He's got his own longing, his own desires.
Ulangazelelo kwakhe kuphela, uyifunela okwakhe nje.
And he yearns for that which is carnal and evil.
Futhi ulangazelela lokhu okujabulisa inyama, lokhu okubi.
It mainly means the lust of the flesh.
Ungaphinde kuchaze futhi inkanuko yenyama.
Your desires.
Ukulangazelela kwakho nezifiso zakho.
Everything has a sexual connotation.
Konke lokhu kunokufaka phakathi inkanuko zocansi.
And it starts by looking at pornography.
Konke lokhu kuqala ngokuthi umuntu abuke izithombe zabantu abanqunu.
It makes you uncontrollable. Think about it. You be honest. I don't know what it is, but you be honest. When you look at it, you're uncontrollable. Not only with your eyes, but with your whole body. That's why Paul says, you are bewitched. Think about it. Act upon it. Don't say, it's too hard a word. No. Tell yourself, I am bewitched. I am under a spell. I'm under a spell of evil, of the devil. And then there will be help.
Lokhu kusho ukuthi umuntu uyahluleka nje ukuyilawula akalawuleki akalawuli amehlo akhe umzimba wakhe wonke kusho ukuthi kumele kwamukele lokhu ukuthi uloyiwe kuvume lokhu ukuthi unenkinga ucindezelekile kube ngathi uthakathile.
I've only got girls, so let me speak to the girls this morning.
Ngoba nginabantwana bamantombazana ngeke ngikhulume namantombazana.
What are your eyes like?
Awungitshele ntombazana anjani amehlo akho?
Where do they wander to?
Amehlo akhe ayaluzela ngakuphi?
Where do you look at?
Ikuphi la ogqolozela ubheke
khona? Where do your eyes fall upon?
Ikuphi la amehlo akho awela khona abuke khona?
Which boys do you follow?
Ibaphi labafana obalandela ngamehlo na?
You're bewitched by this thing.
Ungani?
You like it or you don't like it? But like this man, come as you are.
Nomusulo yeke kangakanani kodwa njengale ndoda engixoxe ngayo woza njengobunjalo.
Your whole body begins to burn unnaturally against what God has created it.
Ngoba umzimba wakho uzovela ushisekele konke lokhu
uNkulunkulu. You become hard-headed. Think about it, girl. I'm preaching to you now. Not if you become hard-headed.
Uzoba nekhanda eliqinile.
You scatterbrain.
Ingqondo yakho nje ivele icabanga izinto
eziningi. All over.
Ivele iyaluza ingqondo igcwale yonke indawo.
You think of, while you're even at work. Wow, then your brain is gone. You are a scatter. And people, it's because this thing bewitched you. You think you are something.
Noma usemsebenzini ingqondo yakhe ivele icabanga izinto eziningi lento ikubuse kusho ukuthi usuloyekile lento isikuthakathile.
Suddenly you've got issues with your clothing.
Emveni kwalokho bese uyaqala manje uba nenkinga ngendlela yokugqoka. Le ndlela le ofundiswe ngayo ukuthi ugqoke ngayo
ayijabulile.
Kakhulu nje okubalulekile
usufuna. And you think you're a queen. And you're a little girly. A little girl, you're 15, 16. And you think you are a queen. Queen of what? Queen of what? And then, you know what? It fascinates me. Then I think they forget to look back. Because when everything starts, they forget to look back and say, wow, at the back it was so much bigger. It's so much lumpy, and when you waggle, it was like, you don't see yourself. Come on, you don't see yourself. I'm talking to you. And you waggle like a duck. And you think the world of yourself. You think the world of yourself. Sometimes it's good just to say, Ma, look, how do I walk? Ask your mother. Ask her. She'll tell you. And you know who's even better than your mother? Must I tell you? You want to know? Ask your daddy. He'll tell you. Ask him. If your daddy is wide awake, that's why I'm preaching. If he's wide awake, he'll say, no, my girl. You know what? If you don't walk like that, you don't walk. Why? Sin has bewitched you. Your own self has bewitched you. And you don't see, you look like an old fat cow. I must say it, because sometimes you think you're fooled of yourself, but I don't think so. I've got girls. But you know, it breaks a heart if a child thinks they are something. It breaks your heart. So remember this, girls. Ask your daddy. If he's a good one, he'll tell you straight. Not like that. Not like that. You're the kinder. I'm sure in a guter Papa wird sagen, nicht so. So läuft man nicht. So kleidet man nicht. Warum? You don't only bewitch yourself, girls, but you bewitch everybody that looks at you, whose heart is not clean. Remember that. You're not only going to die yourself, but you're going to kill everybody around you who looks and is drawn by you. And may I say this? Maybe I'm wrong. But may I say this? A clean girl doesn't draw others. No. It can be. Maybe the devil can use it. But that's how you sense a girl that's clean and pure. Especially here. Nun, go, geh zu dem Herrn Jesus. Sache, Jesus, hilf mir. Du bist noch einmal jung. Noch einmal wirst du groß. Nie wirst du wieder ein Kind sein. Seid doch ein Kind des Herrn. Hüptiert ihr, Jungs. Seid ein Kind des Herrn Jesus. Da sind so viele, die sterben. So viele, die brauchen Hilfe. Und alles, was du nur andenken kannst, ist heiraten. Heiraten, heiraten. Und das ist nicht mal eine Katze. Das ist nicht mal ein Küken zu Hause. Nichts. Nicht mal 5 Rand. Seht ihr, wie dumm ihr seid? Seht ihr, wie dumm ihr seid? Aber wenn der Jesus im Herzen ist, dann brennt das. Dann brennt das im Herzen. Und weißt du, wenn du Leben hast in dir, jeder, der dich anguckt, wird auch Leben bekommen. Und sagen, ich möchte so sein. Ich will so sauber sein. So soll mein Leben sein. Habt ihr gehört? Okay. It's a lust for things of life, of this world.
Inkanuko yokufuna izinto ezikulelizwe, inkanuko yokuphila.
That bewitches many people. Fashion. Fashion. I don't understand it. You come, a boy comes here with hair standing like this, and he cut, crew cut, and you say, wow, and he thinks the world of himself. Often I ask these children, what does your grandmother say when she sees you like that?
Kaningi abantu baloywe imfashini ezenqephu zibalimazile abantu abaningi. Umthole umfana ehamba nenwele ibheke phezulu, ayibona ukuthi hayi impela uyinto ethize. Ngeke ngibabuze ukuthi mawusu nje ngabe uthini ugogo wakho.
The lust for money, the love of money is another one. You know what? Since you're getting wages, since you're getting a bit of money, suddenly, wow, then it's shoes, then it's dresses, then it's what. And you forget the Lord Jesus. You forget the Lord's waiting and saying, here, Lord Jesus, here's what belongs to you. No, but because you love it, you neglect it.
Nenkanuko yokuthanda imali ngoba sekukhona kumholo otholayo sekukuthenga izinto zokugqoka icathulo ushintsha zonke izinto bese ukhohlwa inkosi uJesu ukuthi inkosi nakho kungokwakho.
So you can imagine what Paul was saying, that Greek word, you're uncontrollable, you do what you want, you want. Many people, when they leave the mission, say, oh, now we are free. Now we are free. Free from what? Free from what? You've got no more freedom than I've got. You've got no more joy than I've got. I can do what I want by God's grace. When he leads me where he wants me to go, you've got no more freedom. That's a lie. You are bound by sin. That's the problem.
Kumbula incazelo yaleli gama esho umpostoli Paul ngesiGreek ukuthi umuntu ongalawuleki. Kaningi abantu uma sebehambile bashiya imishini athi umuntu hayi sengikhululekile, ukhululeke kukuphi? Awunayo injabulo enginayo, awunakho lokhu kuthula enginakho, awukhululekile, usabophekile, usathane usakubophile.
It's a hard word to be bewitched. I don't want to be that said of me. I don't want to. It sounds terrible. That's the truth. That you are bewitched.
La mazwa likhulu ukuthi uthakathiwe uloyiwe kube ngazuthi impela nzima angifisike
mina. Wena uthi hayi angiye mina kumthakathi. Hayi mina hayi sengiyakholwa mina. Hawu yabona kwesibandwana. Hawu isibandwana. Hawu hawu. Impepho nje la amanzi phelwa amanzi. Hayi hayi hayi. SengiNkulunkulu sengisindisile. Sengisindisile ukuthi ngami ngifuna ukuthi umuntu oluthando. Hawu hawu. Nginothando lika Jesu. In the meantime uyidlizona. Uyakuzwa lokho, uyizizono ezikuthakathi. Awukho umthakathi njengawe. Manje uthakathe nabanye namangaka. Cabanga nje, awuvumi izono zakho namhlanje. Hey, kade ngakhuluma. Futhi ngiyashumayela, kodwa ngishumayela igcwele izono. Ma ushumayela igcwele izono, uzobona. Thakathe abanye, bazongena amadimoni akho.
And a person will say, but I cannot be bewitched, I am saved, I am living for the Lord. In the meantime, you are busy with sin. Others are even preaching with sin, with unconfessed sin. If you're doing so, you are bewitching others. Your demons will flow and go to others.
It's unfathomable. You can't understand it, that such a thing is possible. But it is possible, and it does happen. And many people are influenced for the good or for the bad by your life.
Lento kube ngathi ayibambeki, ayiqondakali, kodwa iyiqiniso kuyenzeka umuntu aloyeke, mawusuloyekile bese kulimala nabantu futhi abaseduze
nawe.
Qaphela ukuthi izinto zenza nobani, uzenza kanjani.
Be careful who lays hands on you.
Qaphela ukuthi ubani okubeka izandla.
Paul warned Timothy, don't you lay hands on somebody so quick, and so with you. Don't, because you know what? He lays his hands on you, and next thing, what's in him is in you. And especially sexual sin.
Umpostoli Paul waxwayisa uTimothe ukuthi ungahambi ubeka noma ubani izandla futhi ungavumi ukuthi noma ubani akubeka izandla ngoba uma kubeka izandla udlulisela lokho kukuye kuwe kaningi isono senkanuko yocansi.
Yeah. It's a red light. It teaches us to be. Just think of it. This morning somebody prayed and a person was helped. That's life. That's the one you go to. And may I say, and I'll say it bluntly, especially when God uses our Zulu and black brethren. If you kick against that, and if you go against that, may I say you'll never be helped. You'll actually go backwards. And actually you're going to destruction.
Lokhu-ke kuyasifundisa, kuwumugqobovu, kuyasixwayisa. Cabanga nje ukuthi umama ngama ukhulekile ekuseni kwakhona umuntu osizakalayo, kuwukuphila lokho. Kodwa wena uma umelana nokuthi uNkulunkulu asebenzise abansundu, usenkingeni, basobha, ungawo.
Next point.
Iphuzu elilandelayo.
Disobedience.
There's
nothing, children, parents, that influences you and bewitches you like disobedience.
Bantabasha nan bazali ayikinte ingozi egloyayo njengokungalaleli.
1 Samuel 15:23, the sin of disobedience is like, don't look at it, like witchcraft. Listen to what I'm saying.
Ngathi oqala ka Samuel isahluko seshumi nanhlanu indima yamashumi amabili nantathu lithi iBhayibheli asikho isono esiyinkinga njengalesi sono sokuyobhula kube ngathi isono sokuqamba amanga.
Ungalaleli ifana nesono sokubhula. Zifana nesono. Do you understand? If you want a blessing and you want God to work, then start to listen. Start to obey. Doesn't matter if you're 30, 40, or 50 years old. Listen. One day you can do and tell others what to do, but now you are made to listen.
Ngoba ungalaleli kufana nokuhamba uyobhula nokukhonza izithombe. Noma ngabe kuthi umdala kangakanani, yenza isiqiniseko sokuthi uyalalela ngoba uma ungalaleli uzowela kulesi sono.
The problem with the generation is they always know better. They're more educated, IT, whatever. It's true. It's true, you are more educated. But you are more confused than ever. One thing may remain. Listen, be obedient. You know, I've grown up here. I'm so happy. I am so happy. I was put through mills. But I love my father. I love Reverend Stegan. I love him. When I would come to him and say, you know, Reverend, I want two or three. He'd say, yeah, but let's do it this way. But you, when somebody, you don't even go to somebody older. No, you don't. You know already, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's what I'm going to do. You organize. And the older person must just say, God bless you. No wonder maybe it's not so. But listen. That's why you're bewitched. Listen.
Ileyo nkinga esibhekene nayo kulesi zukulwane esazi ukuthi
sihlakaniphe. Bazothe ima. Bazalwana ungalaleli. Ngiyaxolisa mfowethu.
Yebo.
Ungalaleli. Kakhulu umuntu omdala. Uma umuntu omdala ethi cha, wena ucabanga ya. Uzofuna into yakho njengonkosikazi ohluphayo. Ebeni uthi, okay, kwenzani. Oba ufuna indlela yakho, angijani. Ophinda futhi, nakusasa uzophinda. Kodwa uzofika ngale ndlela. Mhlawumbe umdala akabona, usegugisa. Akezwa umdala.
Abantu manje baba, manje cabanga lokho baba. Abantu cabanga lokho.
Hayi, mntanami. Usho kanje. Hayi baba kulungile kwabo usho wena. Phambi kwakusasa baba uyakwazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu wakhuluma nami. Wey! Uzothini-ke uma ukhuluma uNkulunkulu? Yeke njengobaba ungasho ukuthi hayi yeke ukwenze. Hayi, faka isitezi manje sikaNkulunkulu. Noma nge-wrong. Lalelani. Akukho ukuloya njengokungalaleli. Bible isho kanjalo. USaul walahlekela impilo yakhe yonke. You know what? I said to you, I've got so much on my heart. I'm worried about children. I am worried about the children. I wonder where the parents are. I wonder what the parents tell these little children. I love them. You can tell me what you want. You say, I'm hard, wala wala. Maybe you don't even do what I did. Ask Arno and where's Yannis? Ask him what we did yesterday. Have you done that to your children? Have you? No, you're too busy. Okay. So then come, don't come to me. But you know what? Your heart goes out. Your heart goes out to these little ones. You think what? And I mean younger ones, these small ones. Who teaches them? Who helps them? Who reprimands them?
Inhliziyo yami kulabo abancane ngizibuza ukuthi baphi abazali babo babafundisani, ubani obasizayo, ubani obaqondisayo.
These days we were at a certain place.
Kulezi insuku besisendaweni ethize.
And there was a lot of sick children.
Kule ndawo besikuyona bebebaningi abantwana kade begula.
Because my heart goes out.
Ngusho lokhu ngoba inhliziyo yami ivulelekile ebantwaneni.
Our children must sit still. It's true.
Ngiyabatshela abantwana bami ukuthi abahlale bathule, yebo iqiniso.
Children must sit still.
Kumele bahlale bathule.
Children must be there where old people are.
kumele babe lapho abantu abadala bekhona.
They should go. They've got place outside in their rooms, but not sit with old people. Older people. And if you're a child and you do that, you are disobedient. Get out. You know, that's not your place, because then you hear things you should never hear.
Akumele abantwana bahlale nabantu abadala. Uma kufika abantu abadala, phumela phandle ngoba ukuhlala kwakho lapho uzozwa izinto engafanele uzizwe.
And now we were sitting in the service.
Besihleli ke enkonzweni.
And this little boy was coughing.
Lo mfanyana ubekhwehlela.
And he was sick.
Egula.
In the service.
Esenkonzweni.
And you hear the mother's voice on her mouth. This poor little boy, he has got to cough. He's sick. And the mother, she suffocates the little boy. Wow. And every time he coughs, he put up. Oh, who taught you to teach your child? Who taught you versus handle or to look after your child like that? That poor child is sick. He's coughing. You know what he needs? A bed. A bed and a mother that will look after him and nurse him right. That's all he needs. Not to shut his mouth all the time when he coughs. She means it well. But where did you learn that? Who taught you that? Who taught you that?
Manje lo mfanyana mayikhwehlela umama kube ngathi umncisha umoya lokho emvala engabe nje umuse embedeni amnakekela amsize ngoba uyagula. Yebo ubezama ukuthi enze okuhle kodwa ubani okufundisa ukuthi wenze ngaleyo ndlela.
Luckily I didn't have a mother like that.
Ngenhlanhla owami umama kanjalo.
I talk, but I mean what I say. You're poor children. You poor little children. You don't teach them properly. A child shouldn't be naughty. A child mustn't be wild. Mustn't be wild. No. It only gets wild because maybe the parents are wild. I don't know. Forgive me. Forgive me what I say. But I hope it just gets you to think.
Ngiyakukhuluma lokhu bazali ngoba akufanele ingane nje ibe ingane engalaleli egangayo ilokhu idlebeleka yenza izinto noma ikanjani mangabe idlebeleka mhlawumbe nabazali badlebelekile ungixolele ngokusho kanjalo.
A sign, another sign that a person is bewitched.
Olunye uphawu olubonakala kumuntu oloyiwe.
He does his work and the work of God negligently.
Uthi mayenze umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu awenze nje budlapha ngokunganaki.
He does it with slackness and a deceitfulness.
Awenze nje hudula iinyawo, awenze nje njengomuntu okhohlisayo.
You know, when we started many years ago, we came here. Yeah, but Dube and them, the older generation.
Ngesikhathi sifika kule ndawo nje eminyakeni eminingi eyedlule nobaba uDube indlela esasikalwa ngayo sihlolwa ngayo indlela ebasebenza sasebenza ngayo senza ngayo izinto hayi ngendlela esasikhuluma ngayo indlela le esasifundiswa yona.
We had to wash the car. As I liked in Romania now, when Shabati spoke. Practical things. Practical things for the home. Things that Christians, you can engage. That person knows the Lord. That person, you don't even have to say. You don't even have to ask. You don't even have to phone. They know what to do. And when we got out of the service, say, wow, you'd have seen all those cars that were washed. It was a nice thing to see. And that's the practical thing which people have lost. But that's where Christianity starts. And I'll call you some
points. Indlela nje umuntu omkala ngayo izinto ngendlela enza ngayo izinto. Sise Romani bamhlabathi wakhuluma ngezinto eziphathekayo ukuthi unakekele imoto uyiwashe izinto ozenzayo endlini. Awudingi uzushaya ucinga ubuza ukuthi ngabe lo muntu uyamlandela uNkulunkulu kubonakala ngezenzo. Yathi iphuma inkonzo zayihlanzekile imoto.
Uyabonakala. Uyabona umuntu ubona ngezenzo zakhe. Hayi ukuthi sisindiswa izenzo zethu. Cha. Kodwa ukholwa kwethu kubonwa ngezenzo. Bible isho kanjalo.
The Bible
kubonakala ngomsebenzi wakho. Mawushanyela. Mawudinga ukupheka. Mawukuthi uyivila ukuthola abanye njalo bazodinga ukwenza okwakho. Cha, wena uyiboss. Hayi wena, hayi. Ukhomba njalo, ukhomba, khomba, khomba. Hayi, hayi, thina besingekho isikhathi ukuthi sikhomba. Bengekho umunye umuntu ungamkhomba. Bedinga ukuthi wenza wena, usukume usikwenze. Kodwa, kwasifundisa ukuthi senze umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu ngobuqayi nokunaka. Manje ukuthi ubulala into, kuyafa, awuyaxolisi. Awuyaxolisi, kuyafa, awuyaxolisi, ngishayisa imoto. Hawu. Thina safundiswa. Ushayisa imoto nje nempilo yakhe yokomoya khona la ishayeke khona. Thatha ufake enhlizweni, uma ungafuni indaba yakho. Okay. The Bible says, cursed are people that do God's work negligently.
Lithi iBhayibheli uqalekisiwe noma baqalekisiwe abantu abenza umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu ngokunganaki.
Remember Reverend Stegan when he in the beginning of before the revival God showed him God resists the proud and then he for the first time he understood. God is resisting me. I'm not even fighting the devil. What about God?
Akhumbuli ngakaqubuka imvuselelo. UNkulunkulu wafundisa ubaba umfundisi ukuthi uNkulunkulu umelene nabazidlayo wayeseqonda ukuthi uNkulunkulu omelene nami kanti bengithi uSathane omelene nami kanti uNkulunkulu.
And he says, cursed is the man. It bewitches you. What does cursing do? Bewitches you. Think back. How have you done your work? When you do at the weddings and you're serving and you're busy choking and you're doing this way and then somebody even says don't and then you've got to... Are you doing it the way God wants to do it? I'm asking you young people. Learn to do it straight and properly.
Indlela owenza ngayo izinto ngabiveza ukuthi uloyekile na ngabisemshadweni noma ikuphi indlela oseva ngayo abanye abantu ngisho kunini abantu abasha awuyihlola ukuthi izinto zenza
kanjani. Sorry that I say it here, but it's not only in wedding. It's your whole attitude. How do you do it? At school. How are you busy with? How you treat your teacher?
Hayi nje emshadweni kuphela kodwa noma ikuphi ngabe usesikoleni mawenza izinto ngabe uzenza ngendlela uNkulunkulu afuna ngayo ngabe uthisha wenza lokho akushoyo yini.
How do you bring up your children?
Bazali nibakhulisa kanjani abantwana benu?
If you don't do it God's way you bewitch them and that's why later they give you trouble. That's why they are wild. That's why they are what they are. You don't teach them when they're small. Not always, but many times.
Bakhulisa kanjani abantwana ngabe nibakhulisa ngendlela uNkulunkulu afuna ngayo uma kungenjalo yingakho kungathi baloyekile badlebeleke benze zonke izinto ezingalungile.
You get a mother that asks the little boy, my little boy, you want to stop playing now? You know it's supper, your dad is waiting at the table. Do you still want to play, my little boy? Now the mother asks the little baby, does he still want to play? And the dad's sitting at the table. And then the boy says, yeah, mom, but you know, mom, you know. Okay, mom, I'll do it. Oh, you're such a sweet boy. I wish all the boys were like you. He's a little devil. You should have taken him and said, my boy, we're eating now. Why you give him a decision to make? You hear that, mothers? And then we cry. And then we cry.
Fika umama emtotosa umfana lokhe emncenga uyafuna yena ukudlala ubaba usehlele etafuleni sesodla uzathanda uqhubeka udlale engabe uyamtshela nje umqondisele ukuthi isikhathi sokudla lesi shone etafuleni ungalokhu umncenga umtotosa ngoba mawuqhubeka kanjalo uzokhula afane noSathane.
How do you want, now I've got to stop, I've turned pages, but you know what, how do you stop that? How do you ask the Lord to come and change your life?
Wenza kanjani ukuthi uNkulunkulu afike azoyishintsha impilo yakho kusuke konke okubi?
Be obedient to what you've heard over the years. things that you've neglected, things that you say you knew better.
Laleli izinto ozizwile kuso sonke lesisikhathi nalokho obuyitshela ukuthi usukwazi kangcono kuhlolisise ulalelisise
kahle. A wise parent, a wise person builds his house on the rock by doing what he's been told to do.
Uhlakaniphileyo wakha indlu yakhe edwaleni, uyakha edwaleni ngokuthi alalele konke akwenze lokhu abefundiswa khona eminyakeni eminingi edlule.
Come and listen to what the Lord Jesus says to you.
Sondela, ulalelisise kahle lokho iNkosi uJesu ekutshela kuwe.
When they were bitten in the desert, the Israelites, when they were murmuring and complaining and going against God, he lifted a bronze snake. And when they lifted and looked at that snake, although they were bitten, by looking at that snake, that bronze snake, which is Christ, he helped them out.
Yakhumbula abantwana bakaIsrael kade bekhonona ehlane basebelunywa yinyoka, uMose waphakamisa inyoka yethu sehlane, bathi mabeyibuka noma inyoka zayiqhubeka zibaluma, kodwa basindiswa ngoba babebuka uKristu, uyena owayebasindisa.
Sin is like a person bitten by a snake. That's what the Bible also says. And it makes you different from what you really are.
Isono uma ngabe sesikumuntu sifana nomuntu olunywe inyoka, simenza umuntu ahluke kulokhu ekumele abe yikona.
The man at the pool of Bethesda, the Lord came to him and said, "What can I do for you?"
Indoda ayisechibini laseBethesda inkosi yafika yabuza ukuthi ufisa ngikwenzeleni.
He had a lot of excuses and the Lord said, "I haven't come to listen to that." He was helping him. He will help you. Go and ask him. Ask him.
Le ndoda yasho izinto eziningi zama ukuyithethelela kodwa inkosi yathi angizange ukuzolalela iy'nkinga zokuthi uvinjwe yini, mina ngifuna ukukusiza. Yana kuNkulunkulu, sondela enkosini, usho konke, inkosi izokusiza.
Like that man that we've heard who said, "I'm scared to go, but whatever happens, the Lord can only save me. That'll be good enough." And the Lord saved him from that which was wrong.
Njengale ndoda esizwe ngayo eyayisaba ithuthumela, kodwa yathatha isinqumo sokuthi iyahamba. UNkulunkulu waseyisiza, waseyiphulukisa kuleso sono.
Always remember, sin in its evil form bewitches you. And that's why we are taught, make right, cleanse, take an antidote, which is the blood of Christ. Let it wash you, cleanse you. Otherwise, that thing will grow in your life.
Kumbulu ukuthi sono uma sesiphila kuwe sizokuloya kube ngathi uthakathiwe. Yingakho sifundisa ukuthi sivume isono, hlanza impilo yakho, thatha ikhambi eliyigazi lika Jesu, livumele lihlanze impilo yakho lihlambulule.
We always marvel about a witch doctor that gets converted.
Kaningi siye simangale uma ngabe umuntu obeyinyanga noma obeyisangoma ephendula.
How much more a person that calls himself a Christian and is bewitched in the state he finds himself, and the Lord can save such a person. And that's what he wants to do. He doesn't want us to live in a life like that. Our Heavenly Father must suffer more than whatever we think. It doesn't like you like that. He wants to do change your life. He wants to. So let him.
Kangakanani kumuntu owumKristu ozibiza ngekholwa kodwa nayo loyekile ephile esonweni. UNkulunkulu uyasithanda, uyahlupheka ngathi, uyafisa ukuba sisizakale, sondela kuNkulunkulu.
Siyabonga konke sesikuzwile.
Thank you very much for all that we've heard.
Siyezwa ngabase Galatia uPaulu wathi baloywe yini.
And we heard about the Galatians that Paul said they had been bewitched.
Kukhona ukuloywa ngokomoya.
There is a being spiritually bewitched.
Uloywe uSatan.
We are bewitched by Satan.
Ubon wenzizinto ezingafanele usuloyekile lokho ngalondlela.
When you find yourself doing things you shouldn't be doing, it's the result of being bewitched.
Ingakho uPawule wayesebenzisa lelo limi ukuze beqonde abantu ukuthi khona ukuloywa.
And that's why Paul used that language, that they would understand there is such a thing as being bewitched.
Dr. Koch wasitshela wathi akhona amandla obumnyama, abantu bayakwazi wasebenzisa amandla obumnyama.
And Dr. Koch taught us there is such a thing as occult and occult powers, where people use that to make people do things they shouldn't be doing.
Manje yakubona ke namanje namabantu bezibiza ukuthi bayabantwana bakaNkuluNkulunkulu ubone ukuthi baloyiwe.
And even today you find where people call themselves children of God, Christians, but by their lives you see them that they are bewitched.
Uma ngilinganisa nje ngezithombe zabantu abanqunu njengoba dekhuluma la umalume.
If I can just illustrate it by referring to pornography as Malume, Mr. Houston referred to it.
Anibone nje abantu abantu abasha ukuthi niloye kanjani kulezi zinto ezinjengalezi.
Now, young people, just see how you are bewitched by such things.
Wawuphawule nje nawe ukuthi unjani ukuloyeka emqondweni yakho, wenzekani kuwena engqondweni ngalezi zinto oyizona.
Now, just consider what happens in your mind and your being when you expose yourself to such things. Now, we've also noticed it even here.
Abantu bethatha impahla ebusuku, abantu behamba ungazi ukuthi kwenzekani.
Where people even just take their baggage in the middle of the night and they leave and you wonder, what's happening?
Abanye bezwela ukuthi babiziwe la emsebenzini wenkosi bakanye nathi la wabona abantu bepakisha behamba behamba wabona umawusuzwa lencwadi uyabona ukuthi kwakuyikho ukuloywa konke lokho.
And then people that said that they had been called to serve God, to preach the gospel together with us, and all of a sudden they pack their bags, they leave, and you wonder why they had been bewitched.
So kufika omunye umoya ethi pakisha, hamba, thatha, hamba. Noma engenzela ukuthi umuntu ubone abanye bahamba, nawe usuyahamba. Fika umoya usufika ngaphakathi.
Why is it there's a spirit that is speaking to them and compelling them and saying, take your bags, leave. They see others doing it and they do it. They don't even know why the others did it. It's because of that spirit being bewitched.
So khona umoya-ke manje wentombi manje usukhona nowensizwa.
Now, there's that spirit with you, maybe, as a young man or as a young girl.
Uthena, maybe. Ngithi usukhona, hayi maybe. Ukhona.
It's not maybe. That spirit is there.
Uma nje abantu abasha manje sebeyashuza, angathi ngashada nalo, angathi ngashada nalo.
Where a young person says, oh, may I get married to this person or to that person, and they wish that they think about that.
Indoda isiyaqala manje ukumthuna unkosikazi kumngcwabe sekhona angathi mayingafa ngoshada nalo.
And her husband even buries his wife while she's alive, saying, oh, if she passes away, I'll get married to that person.
Umoya kuloya, umoya ovutha kuyena ngaphakathi osuqala ukusebenza.
That's the spirit that's at work within that person.
Uma wena usufikele umoya ukuthi hayi ngiyahluleka la emishini, hamba uyothandazisa ucele ukuthi khona umoya osengifikelayo osufuna ukuthi ngihambe, hamba ubike lezo zinto. Umzali wakho mathi yakuqondisa khona lapho usufike ukuthi hayi ngcono ukuthi ngathatha imthwalo ngihambe.
And if you feel you can't stay here any longer, it's too difficult for you, then go and confess that, bring that to the light, that you can receive help for that. Maybe your parent or somebody reprimands you and you feel, oh, it's too difficult, I want to leave.
Phuthuma, ngoba khona manje uzobonakalisa uthatha impahla usuhamba. Phuthuma uthandazise uma kukhona umoya onjalo.
Hurry, go quickly, go and be prayed for, because There's a spirit at work in you.
Cabanga umuntu ushadile kodwa usabusa izinto ezibolile la ikhanda lento umoya ngisho ukuthi kona ukuloyeka la ikhanda lakho kubi womusha womdala zimbi izinto namhlanje.
Can you imagine even an older person, a person who's married but ruled by these rotten, filthy things, whether you're young or old, it's terrible, you've been bewitched. Go quickly, hurry, go and ask for prayer and say, these things have come to me, these ideas, this influence that you are prayed for. You know how it is when a girl is being wooed by many young men? Her mind just gets confused. And then it gets to the point where these young men bewitch her. And then even if they're not there, she'd feel scared and afraid and she'd run away and say, there are young men after me with spears. And where she says, there are people chasing me. Nobody else sees those people chasing her, only she sees them. And then others have to try and grab hold of her and say, why are you running away?
But it's busy asho khona lapha intombazane ethi abafana bangijaha baphethe imkhonto bangijaha sibanibani sibanibani nampa ngiyababona.
And then she'll reply and say, there are young men after me chasing me with spears. There they are, I can see them.
Khona lapho abese bethi hayi ake sitayele kwasiza abantu bebekhuleke nalo mfana lo ntombazane.
And then those people who are responsible would say, let's ask the people at Kwasizabantu to pray for you. We'll phone them. And after they prayed with her, she said, they've now disappeared. I no longer see them. What had happened? They had bewitched her. And maybe you also, wherever you may be, say, I have been bewitched. I don't see my spiritual life where I am. I'm confused. I've been bewitched. You wake up in the morning. You get dressed. And then your attitude is, I want the young men to observe me and to notice me the way I'm dressed. And the way I walk, if you're a young girl, you say, I want to see, walk in a way that the young men will notice me, or maybe as a young man, in a way that the girls will see me. Now, young people, let me just whisper this to you. You know, if you're in a hurry to get married, you won't get married. Reverend Stegan also told us, all those who are really so earnestly desiring to get married, it seems to flee from them. One day, this is Naomi Bosman. She said, there's a mother that's really troubled who came. Her husband sees other men with guns wanting to shoot him. And his wife would say, I don't see them. And then she felt on her heart that she should contact somebody to pray with him. And it was her son who saw that. And this lady got somebody to pray with her. And after that, the son came and said, Mother, you know what? Those people who were troubling me that I saw coming with guns, they've disappeared.
wayebona izinto angayibona umama athi angibaboni kanti umntombazane iyabona.
And so those were things that were seen that other people wouldn't see. Those were evil spirits troubling them.
Sazokuzeka isimanga ke nawe uma kungukuthi ugcwele abafana la emqondweni wakho uloyiwe manje nalemicabango emibi loyiwe hamba ucele ukusizakala.
Now, you will also experience those amazing things happening in your life. If you are troubled by these things, your thoughts are full of young men, or vice versa, go and be prayed for, and you'll see what God will do. Let me close with this. Is somebody else? When I said, Lord, would you curse these evil spirits troubling this person? It went on from there.
Wabuya.
And he came back.
Wathi mina nginayo imoya emibi.
Person said, I don't have evil spirits.
Wathi uthi nginemoya emibi, anginayo ke imoya emibi mina.
A person said, you know, you prayed that I should be delivered from evil spirits, but I don't have evil spirits.
Wasale njalo.
And the person remained like that.
And
you know what? After that, the devil was let loose in that person's life. The person did terrible, horrific, abominous things, which I wouldn't even mention from the pulpit, because, and that was just a confirmation that that person had indeed been troubled by evil spirits. And you can go to Mr. Houston, and he'll also confirm what I'm telling you now. He came back. That's what I told that person. And the person came back and he said, yes, I went to him and he told me exactly what you said. That's how it is. You know, that's how it can be. You pray with a person. The Lord leads you to pray in that manner. Lord, deliver this person from these evil spirits. And then the person reacts and says, you know, they get, they go against it and they said, I don't have those evil spirits. And that's how Reverend Stegan would pray. And now, if somebody else prays like that, you respond, well, I don't have those evil spirits. Just imagine, had the Galatians responded like that to Paul, but they didn't, because they knew it's true. We have been bewitched. Just imagine, if you are like that, and your mind is rotten, and putrefied, and you are just rotten to the core, full of these images of naked people, pornography, and then I say, it's like that because you are troubled by evil spirits. You say, no, I'm not troubled by evil spirits. I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. I said, Mr. Houston, you read a word like that to us. I said, God has revealed something to you.
nina bazalwana hayi basegalathiya khulunywa ngabasegalathiya khulunywa nathi ukuthi mangabe silowekile asize la kuJesu uzosikhulula sikholwe njengoba lisho iBhayibheli.
And now it's not being said to the Galatians, it's being said to us that we should repent. We've been bewitched. Come and repent from that, that the Lord may save you and deliver you from those evil spirits.
Umama ukwazi ukuthobela umuntu wesilisa. Ungwazi ukuba unkosikazi oyithobayo. Uma ubaba ube ubaba ohloniphekile ube ingane ehloniphayo njengoba sizwile.
And then you'll become a wife that can be submissive to a husband. You can be an upright father. You can be children who are obedient to your parents.
Nani ngathini ngaleso sikhathi uma uhamba noJesu vele athi uJesu emva kwami Satan.
How would you respond if you had walked with Jesus and Jesus then turned to you and said, get behind me, Satan?
Ngingane kamfundisi sengibiza ukuthi mina nguSathane mina. Hayi mina yikho lonto mina. Kanti wena ophila impilo kaSathane.
He said, no, I'm a child of a preacher. I'm the child of a minister. How can you say something like that to me? In the meantime, your life shows you're a child of the devil. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for such a service, such a message that raises us up spiritually.
Uma uNkulunkulu kusekhona ukuloywa empilweni zethu, kusekhona imoya emibi esibusayo, sisize iNkosi Jesu kube siphenduke.
And that revives us. And Lord, if you are troubled by these evil spirits, would you please come, Lord, and deliver us?
Ungaze kufike leso sikhathi iNkosi esoyibona sesiphila impilo engeyinhle.
Lord, not that it continues and we get to that point where we realize we are living a terrible life.
Sizeke iNkosi Jesu siyacela.
Be gracious to us and help us, Lord Jesus, we ask.
Amen.
Amen.